Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
We've been talking about the fundamentals of faith. Now, tonight, just a little rehearsal. The basic fundamentals of faith. And remember we said, what are you watching? When you're watching World Cup. What are you watching when you're watching the World Series? What are you watching when you're watching the Olympics? Ah, masters of the fundamentals. I mean, the worst ones there are better than anybody else. Hey, you understand? The very basic fundamentals. If you get away from the fundamentals, you start losing your rhythm. You start losing and particularly in a game like golf, and you have to have somebody. Now listen, this is important. You have to have somebody watch you and make sure that you stay with those fundamentals, that you haven't gotten off into some kind of squirrely bad habit. Well, I'm just not putting like I used to. You got away from the fundamentals. I don't care how good you are. You go back to those fundamentals. And you go check out with the very best of the best. And every one of them will tell you exactly the same thing. Glory to God. Now, here are the very basics. Number one, believe it in your heart, then say it with your mouth. Number two, faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. Number three, you cannot receive Abraham's blessing with Thomas's faith. Then faith calls things that be not as though they were. And faith always requires corresponding action. From the book of James. In fact, let's turn over there right now. We hadn't touched this, but we're going to see it tonight. We're going to go then tonight over into the old covenant and see if it holds true there. Now, James is the oldest book in the New Testament. And James, of course, is Jesus' half-brother. Same mother, different father. Now, in this, in the book of James, the first chapter, look at the 22nd verse. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Be a doer of the word. So you believe what? You believe the word of God. That's just primary. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So all faith is based on the word. This book is the word of faith. Amen. It produces faith. This book is full of God's faith. Be a doer of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goes his way and straightway forgets what manner of man he was or what he saw. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. Do you see what he called the word? The perfect law. Perfect, say perfect law of liberty. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you I like that word, make. That's a more powerful word than set you free. It generally means the same thing. But if you think about make you free, it's you were made a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. You were created. Glory to God. In the holiness of God and in the goodness of God. and made the righteousness of God and knowing the truth about the situation. What is the truth? I mentioned this this morning in healing school. When Jimmy Hester came to my mother's prayer group, and for the benefit of those of you that were not here, Jimmy Hester was a Southern Baptist preacher, and he was a little older than me, a few years older than me. So he graduated from Pauley High School before I even started Pauley High School. We graduated from St. High there in Fort Worth. Anyway, and a fine Southern Baptist preacher. And his mother told him, now this is what Jimmy told me later. He said his mother had told him, warned him all the time, said, "Now, Jimmy, now you take care of yourself, son, because you know Hester men don't live very long because of bad hearts." Said your grandfather died young. He died in his 50s. His dad died in his 50s. And here he is, and now his heart's acting up. So someone took him over to my mother's prayer group. Now, my mama's prayer group, she would start a prayer group in her home. And that thing would grow, her Monday night prayer group. You just ask Pastor George. I mean, he was there, a lot of them, and helped her in her prayer group. And that it would get so big that the house wouldn't hold it. So she would turn it over to a pastor, and it would become a church. And she'd wait about a year, maybe 2 years, and start another one. And there were two or three churches that came out of her prayer groups, because her Monday night prayer group just take just a few days. It would just get so big, you couldn't even park around my dad's house on Monday. And I was walking up the front porch. I had come in late, and I was walking up the front porch because I knew it was Monday night, and I couldn't even get my car around in the driveway to park behind my dad's house. And there were two young preachers walking out the front door, and we just passed one another. Of course, it was rather late and dark. And one of them said, "I'll tell you, that beats all I ever saw in my life." The other one said, "Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's the first time I ever felt sorry for the first time in my life I ever felt sorry for the devil." And the other one said, "Yeah, I'm telling you, when that woman got through with him, he said, I'd have left too." Anyway, somebody took Jimmy over there and for healing. And she said, "What is this?" Well, he said, "My grandfather died of heart trouble. My dad died of heart trouble. And I got a bad heart now." She said, "Tell me the truth about that." He said, "I told you the truth. My granddad died of a bad heart. And my dad died with heart trouble, and I got a bad heart." She said, "I told you to tell me the truth about that." Well, he got mad. He said, "Lady, I told you the truth about it. My granddad died with a bad heart. My daddy died with a bad heart. And I've got a bad heart now." And she took both her hands. Now, he told me this story later. And she boxed his ears. She said, Isaiah 53:4-5. Amen. Boom, that's the truth about this. Now, I walked into a small motorcycle store, and Jimmy was sitting in there at the county, and he had a phone up there. Come in here. And of course, I knew, by this time I knew Jimmy well, and he was sitting, had his telephone open, and he got through, and he just got this big smile on his face, and he said, "Kenneth," He said, "I just got the report from a doctor, just took my physical. He said, I've got the heart of a 16-year-old boy. And he said, today is my 61st birthday." And then he told me that story. He said, "Kenneth, I know your mother saw death on me. And he said, she flat had to get my attention. He said, she boxed my ears and just roared at me and cast that devil out of me and off me. And he said, I've been healed ever since. And then, just not all that long ago, Jerry and I both were at our dear brother Hester's homegoing service in his mid to late 80s. Still a perfect heart. Somebody ought to shout amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, what we saw here was he became a hearer of the word first. Then he became a doer of the word. Jimmy Hester did. Now notice what he said. Whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. This is the blessed man, not just a hearer, but a doer. What is a doer? The woman with the issue of blood believed with all of her heart, and she kept saying it with her mouth, if I just but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. But that wasn't good enough. That's faith. She believed it in her heart and said it with her mouth. Where's the action? Where's the corresponding action? So now, corresponding action, believe it in your heart, say it with your mouth, corresponding action. So, let's go now and check this out. We've checked it out all over the New Testament, but let's go now to 2 Kings. Chapter 4. Going down to the 8th verse. It fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where there was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in there to eat bread. And she said, he just came in there and ate with him. She said unto her husband, behold now. Now this is a Shunammite woman. She's a Gentile woman. Behold now, I perceive this is a holy man of God which passes by us continually. You know, it's a good thing when the world can tell that you're a man or a woman of God just because you drop in and eat. Now, I don't know. I don't know what gave him away. But anyway, she could tell it. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall. Let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in there. And it fell on a day that he came there and turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite. And when he called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Would you be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. Now it says she's a great woman. She's a great woman. She didn't need anybody to talk to the king for her. That's something to notice. Amen. Don't let anybody tell you women that you just stay in the background now. Get out of town. What's the matter with you women? I'm just kidding where you know that. Well, kind of. And Gehazi answered, "Verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old." And he said, "Call her." And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, "About this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son." And she said, "Nay, my lord, thou man of God, don't lie unto thy handmaiden." Now she said, now in the New Living, she said, "Don't you get my hopes up." Amen. And the woman conceived and bore a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, fell on a day. So now there's some time that's gone by here. It's just one verse, but we're talking about what? At least, 16, 17, 18 years old, grown, probably 20, 21 years old. When the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said to his father, "My head, my head." And he said to a lad, "Carry him to his mother." And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and died. She went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door on him and went out. She didn't take him to her room. Are you listening? She took him in there and laid him on that prophet's bed. Now, we get the idea that this is just a little lean-to. Listen, these are very important people. Their estate was an estate. So what looked like a little lean-to in the scripture was more than that. More than that, than just a little shanty lean-to. So she went up, laid him on the bed of the man of God, and shut the door on him and went out. She called unto her husband and said, "Send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the donkeys, that I may run to the man of God and come again. I'm going to go see him and I'll be back." Don't miss that. "I'm going to go see him and I'll be back." And he said, "Wherefore will you go to him today? It's neither new moon nor Sabbath." She said, "It shall be well." She said it. Did she say it? She believed it in her heart. She believed it in her heart and she said it with her mouth. And now this woman's going into corresponding action. So she went and came to the, and she saddled this donkey and said to her servant, "Drive and go forward, slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee." Kick this thing in the rear and let's get going here. Boss lady is in a hurry. So she went, came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel, and it came to pass when the man of God saw her afar off, he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Behold, yonder's that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, Is it well with thee? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child?" And she answered, "It is well. That boy's dead. Graveyard dead. Do you understand? Not in her heart, he isn't. She refused to say he's dead." Amen. "It is well." When she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. Now, she didn't have any Bible. He's the only Bible she has. She turned to the Word. Do you see it? She turned to the Word of the living God. She knew this man was a man of God before he ever even said anything to her. Grabbed him by the feet. Gehazi I don't know. He never did get it. Gehazi came near to thrust her away. The man of God said, "Let her alone. Her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me, and hath not told me." Then she said, "Did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, don't get my hopes up?" Then he said to Gehazi, "Gird up your loins, take my staff in thine hand, go thy way. If you see any man, salute him not. If any salute you, answer him not again, and lay my staff upon the faith of the child." And the mother of the child said, "As the Lord liveth, and as my son liveth, so liveth, I will not leave thee." And he arose and followed her. Gehazi passed on before them, laid the staff upon the face of the child. There was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, "The child is not awake." And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon the two of them and prayed unto the Lord. He shut the door and went into prayer. Now it doesn't say how long he was there praying. He prayed before the Lord. And he went up and lay upon the child, put his mouth upon his mouth, his eyes upon his eyes, his hands upon his hands, and he stretched himself on the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm, or began to warm up. He returned and walked in the house to and fro. Didn't say how long. You notice that? He's praying and a-walking and a-walking and a-praying. Glory to God. Went up, stretched himself upon him, and the child sneezed 7 times and opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, "Call this Shunammite." So he called her. When she was come into him, he said, "Take up thy son." Then she went in and fell at his feet, bowed herself to the ground, and took up her son and went out. That woman has not yet said that boy's dead. Huh? The laws of faith have always been the same since God created the heavens and the earth with it.
Plant, water, grow. The seeds of God's word and his promises planted in your heart grow up and get results. Expect an abundant harvest of everything good God has for you. The Word Works and It's All I Need package combines two powerful resources by Kenneth Copeland. The teaching series, The Word Works and It's All I Need, shows you why God's Word and His promises can bring answers every time you need them. Discover how to prepare the ground of your heart. Learn how to plant the seed of God's Word, water it, and find out what makes it grow. The mini book, The Power of the Tongue by Kenneth Copeland, reinforces the spiritual principle that you have God's creative ability. Words are like seeds that produce a harvest. Speak faith-filled words and activate the blessing. The word works when it's put to work, and it is all you need. Request your free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. These resources will help guide you in further understanding God's word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Be sure to request your free offer today.
You can go to the Word of God for anything. Let me ask you, is there something right now going on in your life that you've not yet gone to the Word to get your answer? Go to the Word today, because God has said He'd be your provider, He'd be your healer, He is your redeemer, and He's already met your every need, and He's done it through Jesus. All you have to do is believe that and receive the free gift. I mean, think about how you were born again. Think about when you were first saved. How did that happen? You believed something in your your heart and you said something with your mouth. You believed that God raised Jesus from the dead and you said with your mouth that He was your Lord. And there was enough power in that to save you from hell in eternity, to save you from hell on earth, to make heaven your eternal home, and to give you a taste of heaven right here on this earth. Now, if you've never said that, if you've never prayed that, then today is the day of your salvation. I want to lead you in a prayer, and I want you just to say it out loud after me and mean it from your heart. Say this, Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I believe in my heart that Jesus lived for me, died for me, rose again for me. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are gone. I am brand new. Jesus, forgive me of my past. Take my life. Do something with it. And fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I know it's a simple prayer, but the Bible says if you prayed that, if you believed it and you said it, you are born again. You are saved, and we want to welcome you to the family. Your heavenly Father and all of heaven rejoices because you're home. Heaven is throwing a party because you came home, and everybody here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries gets pretty excited about it, too. As a matter of fact, we have a gift that we want to give you. We call it the Salvation Package. It's a small book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This, you're going to read this and find out exactly what Jesus has done for you, who you are in Him and who He is in you. And along with this book, we're going to send you a couple of brochures that just help you learn how to read, how to study your Bible. And all of this is a free gift to you. We want you to have it. If you prayed that prayer with me, go to kcm.org, order the Salvation Package, and we'll send it to you. Thanks so much for watching us today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Continue to grow in your faith in God. Go to kcm.org to download or request your free copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Believe God to bring new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
So come together, worship together, and know this, that the greatest is yet to come. The value of prayer is more than you've ever known. And the times of prayer, the times of intercession, have come to a place where it's no longer so much of the groaning, but the praising and the shouting, for the victory has come. Hallelujah!
April 2nd through 4th, Kenneth Copeland welcomes you to the 2020 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri, USA. April 23rd through 25th, join Kenneth Copeland at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Calvary Christian Center in Sacramento, California, USA. June 29th through July 4th, get ready to celebrate faith and freedom at the West Coast Believers Convention in Ontario, California, USA. August 3rd through 8th, bring your whole family to the Southwest Believers Convention at the Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, USA. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.